Thank you for coming. Over the last couple of weeks, as I've shared with the congregation from the scriptures, we have been looking at the Christmas account and studying the people, or maybe groups of people, who were looking for Christ. As I said to the congregation, I think on Sunday, they were looking for Christ, not all of them for the same reason. And I don't know where you are in your spiritual life, because many of you I don't know personally. But this is a message in the next maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm going to share with you a little bit about the wise men. In my opinion, the wise men are an illustration of a person or people who are seeking to know Christ personally. And if you will watch the steps that the wise men take, I think it will help you. Maybe you're seeking. Maybe you're thinking more about the Lord than you have in recent years. Maybe you, at this particular point in your life, you're saying to yourself, you know what, I've got to come to know God better. I want to know Christ personally. I want to be able to use my life in a meaningful way. And so the wise men give us an illustration of how we come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You may not have a Bible, and that's okay. You'll follow along easily. The account is in Matthew. Let me begin reading, and I'm going to share with you. I always outline my messages, and so I have a very simple outline tonight. The first thought is this: the wise men lived up to the light that they were given. They may not have known a whole lot about God. They may not have known a whole lot about Jesus Christ, and you say, well, that's me. But they lived up to the light that they were given. That's the first step. Matthew puts it this way. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. You've heard that verse and maybe read through it many times, but let us think a little bit more about what we've just read. First of all, who in the world were the wise men? Most of you know that the word wise men is the word magi, and it refers to a particular group of people. By the way, they may have taken up to 2 years to get to Jerusalem because they came from the Far East over to the Middle East. We don't know how long it took them. We do know that when they got there, Jesus was already a little boy, a little child. So how old, we don't know. But they came with this question. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Now, the Magi were part of a sacred social order from the area of Persia. That's modern-day Iran. These Magi, or Magi, as we often express it, were part astronomer, and they were part astrologer. As astronomers, they possessed extensive knowledge of the constellations in the sky, and they had seen a star that was not on their charts. You could think of them as scientists. That would be a fair word to describe them. But they were also part astrologer. They correlated the appearance of a star with the birth of someone significant. Now remember, as astrologers, they believed that the influence of the stars had influence on the lives of people here on earth and also upon nations. That was part of what their belief was. Now notice, they have a mixed belief. I don't know where you are, but these astrologers came seeking. Now, why might they associate this star with Israel? Because many years before, the Jewish people had been taken into some captivity, into some lands, into the region of Babylon and Persia. In fact, they were there a total of about 6 centuries. That's when Daniel rose to power, a Jew. Esther, Nehemiah, all had political influence in that secular world. That's where they have come from. They could easily have had some exposure to beliefs about a Messiah from the Jewish people that they might have interacted with or had heard about in their nation's history. Now notice, they have fragmentary knowledge. Many people today at Christmas time sing the carols, and I'm not criticizing that. I'm simply saying some people only have a fragmentary knowledge of who Jesus Christ is and what Christmas is all about. May I remind you of what the book of Psalms, and some other books too, but the book of Psalms says about the sky, about the stars and the planets that God placed there? Listen to Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. He designed them and placed them there. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Let me paraphrase that. The heavens are constantly telling all people who look up at the night sky and see the stars or the planets, there is a God who has made this. These stars and planets are a marvelous display of His craftsmanship. As Psalm 19 put it, His handiwork. And day and night, the stars in the heavens and the universe keeps on telling all of us there has to be a God who placed those things there. They didn't just happen. You say, well, I get that, and I'm there, Pastor. I mean, I believe in God. I that makes sense to me. I may not know much about Him, but I do know there has to be something behind all of this. So, the wise men lived up to the knowledge that was given to them. Notice, they are part astronomer and astrologer. So what do? They studied the stars and the universe, which God placed up there to point people to God. So the Lord placed those things there, and they realized, I think these men believed in God. If for no other reason, the fact that they knew somebody had put those stars up there. And then they notice in their charts, there is a star that we have never seen before. We think the direction is toward Israel. I wonder, they say, if that Jewish Messiah has come into the world. So they lived up to the light that was given to them. Are you? Step number 2. They got more information about God from the Scriptures. They came. They said, we have seen His star. By the way, do you notice how they put that? We have seen His star. Ah, because they believe that this Messiah, when He comes into the world, is going to influence the nations. We've seen his star, and we have come to worship him, to find him. Where is he? This says, we've seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod heard that, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Why were they upset? Well, Herod, obviously, because it's going to be a threat to his reign. So he gathers together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people. Who are the chief priests and scribes? They're Jewish people. And he goes to these Jewish leaders and he says to them, would you tell me where it says in the Bible that the Messiah will be born when he comes into this world? And they pointed back to Micah chapter 5. Hundreds of years before the prophecy was given, he would be born in the city of Bethlehem. Now notice, the wise men got more information from the scriptures. They lived up to the light that was given to them. They believed in God and they believed that there was a Messiah to come. And then they got more information from the scriptures. That's what you ought to do. If you believe in God and you believe that there's another world that out there somewhere after you die, why don't you take the second step and get your Bible out and start studying it, read it. These wise men went to Jerusalem. You know why they went to Jerusalem instead of Bethlehem? They didn't know what the prophecy said. They went to Jerusalem because that's the capital city. Where would a king be born? In the palace, in the capital city. So it was natural that they went to Jerusalem. But when they got there, where do we go? And they said, according to the Bible, you need to go to Bethlehem, the city of Bethlehem. Sometimes when I have talked to people who don't know much about the Bible or much about the Lord, maybe don't even know much about salvation. And sometimes I remember people would say to me, well, I'm not sure I even believe the Bible. And particularly to my Jewish friends. By the way, I went to the University of Cincinnati. The Hebrew Union College is there. That used to be the number one Jewish university in the world before they built the one in Jerusalem. And so I went to school with a lot of Jewish people. And I remember having this conversation. I would say to a Jewish friend, he would say, I don't even know if I believe the Bible. I don't even know if I believe in God. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Let me quote you a verse from the Bible and just see if you can tell me what this verse is about. And right away, every time they would say, okay, I just told you, I don't know much about the Bible. I said, I know that. But let me just read a verse and see if you can tell me what it's referring to. And then I would quote, for example, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. I said, do you have any idea what that's talking about? I never had a person get it wrong. Every time they would say, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Virgin Mary and all of that. And I said, yeah. Do you know that I got that not from the New Testament, but from the Old Testament prophecy, which was written 700 years before he ever came into this world by means of the Virgin? I said, it's written in one of the Jewish prophets. And then I would go to Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. I didn't tell him where I was reading from. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. With his stripes, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity or sins of us all. And I would say to my Jewish friend, do you have any idea what that might be talking about? They said, well, you're talking about Jesus Christ and taking the sins upon himself and all of that. I said, you know, I didn't get that from the Old Testament. I mean, from the New Testament. I got that from the Old Testament Jewish prophet Isaiah. They confirmed their steps with the Scripture. They lived up to the light that they were given. They confirmed their steps with the Scriptures. And finally, or third, they obeyed what the Scriptures said. And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The star led them to the Scriptures, and the Scriptures led them to the Savior. And this says, and when they were come into the house, notice it's not the manger scene, it's the house he was living in at that time. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child, not the baby, young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him and opened up their treasures and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Oh my, what does this say? They fell down and they worshiped Jesus Christ. You don't worship a man. You worship the God. They recognized God's Son had come into the world. Oh, get this picture. If you don't get any other picture tonight, would you take this one home with you? Who are they? Scientists. Notice, the scientists are bowing down before Jesus Christ. That's some picture. Particularly for the young people. Well, tuck this away in your heart. True Bible and true science will never conflict. You don't have to worry. But just make sure it's true Bible and true science. Because God is the author of science. And they bowed down. What a picture of the scientists worshiping Jesus Christ. They lived up to the light they were given. They got more information from the Scriptures. They obeyed the Scriptures. They went. You say, you may have light. You may know the plan of salvation, that Jesus died for you, and that you can go to heaven if you trust Him as your Savior. But you've never gone to Him. They went. And finally, when they did, they went back a different way. It says in verse 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Remember, Herod said, you go find him. When you find him, come back and tell me, because I want to go worship him, which he didn't want to do that. He wanted to kill him, God said. But the wise men, being warned of God that they should not return to Herod, departed into their own country. They went back to the far east, another way. And may I say to you, any person who lives up to the light that they're given, confirms it with Scripture, finds Jesus Christ, will never be the same. You will go home a different way, a different person, if you really know Christ. Now, may I ask you, we're not going to have a come forward invitation, but may I just ask you and answer this in your heart. Do you know for sure that if you died tonight, your soul would immediately go to be with God in heaven? Or would your soul be lost and go to hell? Jesus died for you. Live up to the light you're given. Confirm it with Scripture. Come and find Christ and bow before Him. And I guarantee you, The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away, and all things become new. And you will leave here tonight on your way to heaven when you die, but also a different mom or dad than you were when you came in here, or a different young person than when you came in here. You'll leave here another way. Our Father, we thank you for the Holy Scriptures, for this record of the wise men that teaches us how to find Christ. If there's anybody here, Lord, who doesn't know for sure that if they die, they would go to heaven, would you help them, Lord, right now, after listening to the Word of God, to simply say, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm going to die. I want to know for sure I'm going to go to heaven at this Christmas time, when we celebrate the entrance of Christ into this world. On that occasion, I received him. I bowed like those magi and received him as my personal Savior. And we'll thank you for what you do through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Lancaster, thank you so much for a vivid reminder of what Christmas is all about.